Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rent a motor grader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com and give me a jingle at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. Grading work in the construction industry is getting dominance with every passing day. As long as you do not have even paths for the workers to move, they can't do their work efficiently or effectively. You can't expect them to work in a full swing when there are uneven ways where one finds it difficult to walk. You need to first make sure that the paths are sorted, and once it is made even, people can move easily and will be able to work swiftly. So the clutch of the matter is to grade the road and make it even for people to walk with ease. You therefore require a motor grader to do this work for you. A motor grader is undoubtedly expensive heavy equipment, and contractors generally do not prefer to buy them because once you even the surface, you may not need the machine again. And a lot of times people do own them because they're very reasonable pieces to have in your rental fleet, or your not your rental fleet, but your construction fleet. Other than winters, there is snow all over the road, and you need a grader to cut through the snow that you can make sure full use of it. However, the winter is over, you may need the machine for other than grading purposes. So it does not make sense for a small-time contractor to buy them. It's better to rent them, you know. If you're a big guy, then yeah, you have one or two. But small guy, rent it. Most suitable option for them is to take it on rent. They will not mind paying on rent on each month once the work is done. Hand over that to the original buyer, which is the rental house, and then you're done, and you pay your bill. And this way, they only have to shell out a few hundred dollars and not a mighty sum of money. This demand for greater gives immense scope to the people and companies in particular who own motor graders, rent them, and earn money in return. So owners now do not have to worry about their machines being idle and catching rust or developing complications due to no work. They can give it to these contractors who can make good use of the grader and eventually turn it out to the win-win situation for both parties. Number one, redo the motor grader before you let it go out. Basically, repair it if there's anything wrong with it. Renting a motor grader will definitely give you a good amount of money, but before you rent out, you must check if the grader is good working condition. If it has not been at the work for months, then you need to first start the machine, check it, check if it shows up any codes or any problems. If so, fix it. In case you see the issue, try to get it sorted out first and then let it out. Call a mechanic or take the grader to one and redo the entire thing. You know, don't let it go out if it's, you know, very bad. Remember that you are not selling it and it will come back to you. So if you give it to in a bad state, you may get it back in a worse state. So fix it. Please do not get into this situation where you will not get any takers after having rent it out once. Because, you know, if it's bad news, no one's going to want it in the future. Next, online site charges less fee. You can list your motor grader online platforms. The website will charge you a nominal fee for listing the machine, but that should not be a problem as long as the viewers are able to view the machine and you can check the viewership details on your website and understand the number of viewers visiting your listings. Again, if you got any problems or any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.